Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Saturday on QNLabs.com.
Chicago, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you. All of you have been buying my book. I appreciate it. Amazon keeps sending me orders. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much. I hope it's helping you. I believe it is. We've got a great visit going here with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. He's the chief home officer. He's the guy who helps people with words, with their words, put their best foot forward. He's in high demand, folks, and if you need help with that, I encourage you to go to chiefhomeofficer.com or gotwords.com and check him out. We're talking about, as we often do, we're talking about some of the things that you got to do if you're going to stay, if you're going to remain an entrepreneur, you're going to stay up to date on what's going on. And a lot of entrepreneurs don't think about continuing education, do they, Jeff?
No,
I don't want to do homework.
Right, right. We often sort of get into our, you know, into our flow, and if we need it for continuing education, for a certification, we might do it. But, you know, often we just roll, and we don't think about what's necessary. And, you know, to stay atop, not necessary, but what's necessary to stay atop our field. I mean, if you're in any number of fields, If you're in these fields and you need to stay atop it, to stay current, to stay competitive, I mean, you know, think about it. I know somebody who's in the graphic design business, and for years she's worked in certain platforms in graphic design, and the market has changed, you know, around her, and she's been reluctant to change with it. But it's not just, look, art is art, but the way you deliver it is different, and the way your clients expect
it is
different.
You know what I've been saying, Jeffrey? It's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so,
you and I are perfect examples of having had to make the shift.
Yeah.
We're still doing what we were doing, but we're not doing it the same way.
You know what? I went from being a writer to a communicator. I'm still a writer, but I'm a communicator.
Yeah.
I've also broadened what I do. But now it's still a keyboard and a screen, et cetera. But now it's, you know, whether it's blogging, whether it's brochures, speeches, whether it's, you know, sort of holistically helping clients develop and deliver their message, it's totally changed.
But you've evolved. You've reinvented yourself, Jeff, and so have I.
Right.
I mean, this part, continuing education is not just about, if you do it right in the 21st century, continuing ed is not just learning how to be better at what you do. It's realizing and identifying adjustments that you have to make.
Right. And being a better you in the process, being more valuable. And the whole point is to be more valuable to your clients out there. So, you know, how do you learn? So you go online. Hopefully you're involved in some of the forums, even Facebook groups that are about your trade, your work, what you do. First off, you back up for a second. You have to realize you don't know it all. Realize that there's things I don't know that I need to learn from the marketplace out there. And so if you go in it with the open mind and the realization that I may have a lot to learn, I don't know what I don't know, then you're subscribing to, you know, online magazines or, you know, e-zines from, or just web, you know,
being an expert at what you do, which most people listening today, whether they realize it or not, are. I'm an expert, you're an expert. People listening are an expert
at
what they do. Doesn't mean you're an expert at what you're supposed to be doing tomorrow.
Right.
And that's
trust
what,
that
that's,
there are
that's
those
a big out. Part of what continuing ed is these days, isn't it?
Absolutely. And so where continuing ed used to be community colleges, high school, you know, sort of adult ed, things like that. Now you look to your association. They're
that's
offering,
right.
whether it's online courses, whether
find,
it's reading
find
material.
Your industry trade group.
Absolutely.
And get to know them. I've been pounding I've been beating that drum, Jeff, for 20 years.
Yeah, yeah. And now it's getting more
and go
prevalent.
To the conventions.
Right, absolutely. Seminars. It
there's
doesn't have to be
there's
a full-blown
probably a regional. There's probably a regional gathering once a year.
I was just going to say. You don't have to travel to it. They probably have it locally. They have a, you know, your local association of
right.
a national organization.
And they probably got a magazine that's got great articles.
Absolutely.
They'll have speakers. If you have an event, they'll have speakers that are thought leaders in the industry.
Right.
This is all part of continuing ed.
Even
it?
YouTube videos. You yep. know, if you think about yep. it, there's a lot to learn.
Yep.
That where people are, you know, because it's so competitive and everyone wants the traffic that they're all, and I don't mean this in the wrong way, but they're all giving it away. And they're all trying to up the next guy
right.
to provide better content. You know,
Cato,
better,
the
faster,
great philosopher Cato, was learning Greek at 85. And somebody said, why are you learning Greek at 85? He said, it's the youngest age I have.
Yeah. We go with what we got.
Yeah, yeah. You got it. You can never
and
stop
that's
learning.
When we have to do it. You know, now is the time. And you just budget time. Set aside 30 minutes every Friday to just get started. You know, put some time aside. In the evening when you're going to bed, take out your
what
laptop.
Why do you think people don't do this? You think it's a friend I know has a phrase. He said, because you're afraid to risk what you know for what you might learn.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. You're afraid that what you don't know.
And that's an indictment of you. If that's
absolutely.
Where you are, isn't it? That's an indictment.
First off, we don't make the time. Secondly, we fear that what we may yeah. learn may take more time to learn it. It may set us back. And, oh, my God, what am I missing? What have I lost
and
out
that's,
on?
And that's when you succumb to that, it's a death wish, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to come in life and work with an open mind and
yep.
be prepared to learn.
Yep.
And that's how it rolls.
Hey, Jay-Z, good job. Give us the website one more time.
Always great. ChiefHomeOfficer.com or GotWord.
Simply the best, ladies and gentlemen. Jeffrey Zabar. He'll be back another day. Good job, Jeff. See you next time, buddy.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Jim.
Got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blaskin. Here's the Who. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.